This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. An Albemarle business plans on expanding Sarasota, Florida-based Quality Enclosures announced that it will be expanding its facility in Albemarle by creating approximately 36 new jobs within the next 5 years and investing $1.475 million in real and business personal property. Quality Enclosures is a premier manufacturer of a full line of shower enclosures and tempered glass and is expanding its Albemarle facility to boost production capacity. This expansion aims to better serve the customers across the East Coast and Midwest by enhancing their ability to deliver a comprehensive range of shower and tub enclosures. They have over 60 years of industry experience, and their president, Steve Schwartz, and CEO said, "Our investment in the Albemarle facility represents an expansion of our production capabilities and our commitment to the community and the local economy. By creating new jobs and utilizing the latest manufacturing technologies, we aim to enhance our service to customers while contributing positively to the area's economic development. This initiative is a testament to our dedication to excellence and our belief in the potential of Stanley County as a pivotal location for the manufacturing sector," said Steve Schwartz. Public hearings for performance-based incentives were conducted on May 6th by the City of Albemarle and on May 13th by Stanley County, and the goal of local incentives to encourage new investment and induce job creation. Mayor Ronnie Michael for the City of Albemarle said, "Our residents told us in our most recent community survey that economic development should be a high priority, and our support for Quality Enclosures expansion shows we're listening to the community and taking action. We're proud to work with local companies committed to creating new job opportunities for the people who call Albemarle home." Chairman of Stanley County Commissioners Bill Lawhon said, "It's always good to see one of our existing companies expand and invest, which will result in more jobs for our citizens. Quality Enclosures has demonstrated their commitment to our community by investing additional resources in Stanley County." The Stanley County Economic Development Commission and the Stanley County Board of Commissioners extend their gratitude to the City of Albemarle, EDC, North Carolina, the Rural Infrastructure Authority, Governor Roy Cooper, and the North Carolina General Assembly and the North Carolina Department of Commerce, along with Community College System, Stanley Community College, and Electric Cities of North Carolina for their support of this project. On Saturday morning, a ribbon cutting was held at Courthouse Plaza in downtown Albemarle. And here is Mayor Ronnie Michael getting things started.
"We want to welcome you to Courthouse Plaza. It's my honor to stand before you today in this ribbon cutting and dedication for this beautiful new public space. Transforming this historic area, we hope this keeps the past but brings a near future. We look forward to many live music, festivals, and other events being held in this place over the next many years. Our downtown is changing, and we look forward to the changes this alleyway will bring to our downtown. I now want to recognize Darren Rhodes to come up and say a few words."
And here is Interim City Manager Darren Rhodes with his remarks before the ribbon cutting.
"The impact of this space downtown really cannot be overstated. Public space like this is going to be a destination for years to come, and it will continue with the revitalization of our downtown that we're seeing throughout the downtown. You know, this is a great example of how a city can transform an underutilized historical space into a beautiful public space. Now, it goes without saying, but good things don't just happen. And really great things like this don't just happen. This is a result of much planning from downtown businesses, from the public, from the community, and our local leaders. I want to piggyback on the mayor's comments and recognize the work of our former city manager, Michael Ferris, who was really the catalyst behind the city's streetscape master plan. Much of what we see in downtown, including this space, in terms of crosswalks, decorative lighting, buried electric lines, all those things that make our town unique and make our downtown beautiful, really came out of that master plan. And it takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of funding And it takes really persistent planning year in, year out to make sure those types of plans are carried out. And again, I just want to thank Michael for his efforts in leading that.
Joy Ammon with the ADDC and Erica Church with the Stanley County Chamber also spoke before the big moment. After that, folks hung around in the plaza to enjoy some refreshments and hear music played by Joy Ammon. And after that, they head on down to First Street where Summerfest was going on, put on by Baden Bruce. Folks turned out despite of the heat. We got to talk to the owner, and he said he knew it was going to be hot, but scheduling conflicts prevented him from doing it in the spring, and he looks forward to another great event in the fall. And that's your local news report. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.